Is day trading still a thing? I don't know. I remember back in the dot-com boom, like 20 years ago, there were people who spent their days in their pajamas trading Pets.com and MGI software, right? Well, it turns out there are still people spending their days in their jammies or whatever they're wearing. They're just trading different stocks. TradePro Academy is a place where individuals can go to learn more about the world of trading. So we're going to talk about that. George Papazov is the founder and CEO of TradePro, and he joins us now. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. Thank you for having me.
So we have this image of what day trading was 20 years ago, as I say, and I joke. Where would you correct my perception of the kind of people who trade, who are clients of yours and who trade in this way?
Yeah, absolutely. We're still wearing pajamas.
You are.
That hasn't changed yet.
Okay. To our listeners, he's not wearing pajamas. He's wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Maybe he sleeps in that. I don't know. But he's not wearing a onesie.
Well, dressed to impress. So I changed up the outfit today. But it has changed the world in today's market, because there's a lot more volatility driven around a single Donald Trump tweet these days.
Yeah.
Could recorrelate and reprice markets and assets. So we're still trading. It's a different approach. Rather than individual stock picking, we're actually focusing on trading the whole index. So we're doing this through futures.
And when you say the whole index, are you trading exchange-traded funds?
It's like a future. The product's called futures or options around an ETF or the futures market directly. So it's like a basket of all the biggest stocks, the S&P 500, Dow Jones,
et cetera. Who's your target student?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what we do at TradePro Academy, it's more of an online trading community. So the idea behind that is we trade together. Our ideal student is somebody who sees value and opportunity in these markets, who wants to invest in themselves, and also take advantage of what's happening here in today's markets. With a single Donald Trump tweet, we're able to capture a lot of opportunity. So we found business owners and people who are a little bit more self-directed, like to grab the bull by the horns, pardon the pun, tend to be among the top of the list. But at the end of the day, anyone who's interested to manage a portion or all of their portfolio is a target.
What sense do you have for how much time people are spending on this if they're working in your community?
This is a great question. So at the beginning, it's going
to
be—
All of my questions are great questions. You don't need to say that. They're amazing questions.
Awesome. At the beginning, obviously, it's going to take a little bit longer as you get the education and build the foundation. But once the foundation's built on top of it, we actually trade in our room 2 hours a day. So we trade from 9 a.m. in the morning to 11 a.m. Eastern. And the reason that's a really good window is because around 9 a.m., the U.S. markets are getting ready to open up. And 11 a.m. at the end of the session that we trade, the European ones tend to close. So that overlap provides a lot of opportunity.
So what, do you play foosball from 11 till 5? Is that your— – what, do you have a nap?
Well, that's why we wear the pajamas. But in all seriousness, we actually, after that point, we create the content. We have chats and we get prepared for the next day. There's a lot of research that we do. So that's the point that we're a little bit in lower gear. Reading through reports, researching, engaging our community, and just building out ideas for the next day.
What link is there to this online trading community to my perception of what the gaming community would be like? So I know these people who play these video games, they're on headsets, they're talking to people all around the world, they're shooting people. Is it the same thing except for its futures?
Well, the connection—
Do you have an avatar?
We do. So the connection component is the same. At the end of the day, it's a job where if you work from home and you do it, it could be a lonely environment. So in terms of how people connect, it is very similar. But other than that, when there's money on the line, it's a lot more serious, and it could be a lot more of an emotional process to the untrained person. So that's how it differs in the gaming community. Gaming's more lighthearted and fun.
Right.
Whereas trading, you know, it gets serious.
It's your real money versus your fake brain. It got splattered against the wall.
Absolutely. If your heart's not beating fast, I mean, it's a good way to—
Right. How do you make your money? What are the basic ways in which people pay you?
Yeah. So what we do with TradePro Academy and our style of trading, we have two different approaches to trading. One is more portfolio-based. So if you have a portfolio, you could do some options, more passive approach. But the one that tends to generate more of the income is the shorter term. So what we like to do is read the news reports in the morning, prepare ourselves, know when there's news events. Obviously, some you can't anticipate. Tweets, et cetera, just come in. But as soon as the momentum comes in, our approach is to jump on and surf that momentum. It's similar to a surfer in the ocean waiting for the wave and just rides it for a short period of time.
And what do I pay? What does a client pay? Is it a bazillion dollars for an online passcode? Is it $20 a month? What is it?
Well, a bazillion's a stretch.
That's where you're headed. For now, it's not a bazillion.
That's the business plan. What we do at TradePro Academy that's different is a lot of educational platforms will charge a high upfront fee. But we've actually changed the model to be a monthly fee. There's no commitment. There's no contractual obligation.
How much?
It's $229 US for a top-tier package. And that includes the trading room, the community atmosphere, And it's on a month-to-month basis. Because our whole foundational model is that you save the money and you use it to trade rather than paying it for education.
And are you trading in your discount brokerage account or are you trading on the TradePro Academy platform?
Yeah, so each student or each person that's a member of our community will trade in their own brokerage account. It is an online discount brokerage account, but because it's futures, there's a different provider. So you open an account with them and right. They have your money.
I got to tell you, I love that we're having this conversation, but I'm skeptical. And I'm skeptical because I see so many of these companies so much like selling the snake oil that I think, do people buy this? Like, what are they smoking that they would believe that they can make so much money so quickly? How are you different? What would you say to address the skepticism that I have, that a lot of people have, that trading's not actually that easy?
And you know that you have the right to be skeptical. In fact, being skeptical is a good trait of a good sound investor. Skepticism is a big thing. So for us, what we do is we don't market ourselves around of overnight success. And I think our industry does a good job at marketing this overnight success. However, they don't really deliver on the promise that they're making. So what we're doing that's different is we market this as, hey, this is a real opportunity. It's an industry where you're going to have to put time in. You're going to have to invest in yourself. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. We kind of liken it to if you're starting a new job, you start out at the bottom, you expect to have a time investment. And eventually, slower, you're going to start to accumulate the skill set to earn the profit. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme by any means. Our average trader takes about 6 months to be onboarded and to start seeing some consistent profitability. But we have some great stories of people who have taken $700 and made into more than $100,000.
Wow. What are the data sources that you would have access to or you would factor into your trading decisions that the average person sitting watching BNN Bloomberg all day would not have?
So what we do and the way we gather this information, we actually pay for a news service. It's called RandSquawk. And another one's Trade the News. So these news services basically aggregate other data sources. So whether it's Bloomberg, BNN, any other data set, they pull it into one platform and they actually read it out for you. So they'll verbally say Donald Trump tweet and they'll read the tweet out. But by hearing the information, that gives you the ability and the time to prepare yourself and actually do the trade rather than having to read it, interpret it. It's already done for you. So we use those kind of news platforms that provide us really the information in real time.
Have you ever had to kick anybody out? Someone who's just terrible at this and you're like, I can't take your $229 anymore. You suck.
Well, so we work very closely with our traders. If they're having challenges, we work with them. One of the biggest challenges in our business is the psychology, maintaining the optimism and being, you know, keeping yourself in a winning mindset to be able to perform. And if we ever do encounter a challenging situation, we do try to help that person as much as we can. But if at the end of the day it's disturbing or disrupting the community, you know, we would rather not have that person as a customer.
Right.
Than, yeah.
George, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
George Papazov, the founder and CEO of TradePro Academy.